The head of the Catholic Diocese in Youngstown is responding to the selection of the new pope. Cardinals meeting at the Vatican named Robert Prevost as the church's leader today. He's the first American to be selected as pope. Bishop David Bonar says the Church of Youngstown celebrates with gratitude, joy, and hope the election of Pope Leo XIV. He also pledges prayers and support to the new pontiff, whom he refers to as our new shepherd. Bonar says he will celebrate a mass Monday at 7 p.m. at St. Columba Cathedral in Youngstown to pray for the new pope. A merger has been approved to take the Hall of Fame resort and entertainment company private. Under the deal, HOFV Holdings LLC would pay 90 cents per share for all outstanding shares of common stock not currently owned by primary stockholder Stuart Lichter or his affiliates. The stock was trading at 71 cents per share this morning. The company also announced it entered a letter of intent to establish a new lease with the owner of the water park property. The owner terminated the lease in October. The agreement announced today was recommended by a special committee and approved by the company's board of directors. The merger is subject to closing conditions and approval by a majority of stockholders. Denise Sechrist is stepping down as Dean and Chief Administrative Officer at Kent State University's Stark and Salem campuses. She plans to retire June 30th. Sechrist has been with Kent State since 1988. She was named Interim Dean of the Stark campus in 2014 and became Dean 2 years later. Sechrist was hired as Dean of the Salem campus last year. James Hannon will serve as Interim Dean. He has been Dean of the College of Education, Health, and Human Services since 2017. A Uniontown man is in the Stark County Jail following his arrest on a child pornography charge. Police picked up 43-year-old Christopher Clark Wednesday. Uniontown officers, Alliance Special Investigations Unit, and Hartville Police were executing an arrest warrant and search warrant at his Schweitzer Street Northwest home when he was the subject of a traffic stop nearby. Clark was booked on 2 counts of pandering sexually oriented matter involving a minor. He allegedly sent multiple images of preteen girls taking part in sex acts to several users on a messaging app July 15th. A road resurfacing project in Stark County has the green light. During Wednesday's meeting, commissioners awarded a contract to Dalton-based North Star Asphalt for the Hot Mix Asphalt Project. The $2.5 million of resurfacing includes nearly 15 miles of county roads. Among them are Beechwood Avenue from Beach Street Northeast in Washington Township to the Alliance Corporation limits, Georgetown Road Northeast from Broadway Avenue in Osnaburg Township to Trump Avenue in Canton Township, and Laco Springs Street Northwest from Fulton Road to Portage Street in Jackson Township. The cost will be covered by the county's Motor Vehicle Fund. Work will begin this summer. The West Branch Board of Education has filled a vacant board position. During a special meeting Wednesday, Deborah Helm was selected for the seat vacated by Aaron Hawk. He resigned last month, citing family reasons. Helm is a lifelong resident of the district and a Marlington graduate. She has worked for 30 years at Crandall Medical Center, where she is manager of technical operations, staff education, and a nursing supervisor. A Youngstown couple is headed to prison following their conviction on charges resulting from child abuse. 43-year-old Christopher Hill was sentenced to 4 to 6 years today by Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge John Durkin. 36-year-old Malika Curry was handed a sentence of 2 to 3 years. They were found guilty in March of felonious assault and child endangering. Hill and Curry beat a 13-year-old boy in their care in May 2024. Prosecutors say they went too far in trying to discipline him for running away from home. A Youngstown firefighter accused of pointing a gun at multiple people is suspended without pay. According to WFMJ-TV, Chief Barry Finley said in a May 6th letter that Adaris Bellamy was placed on unpaid administrative leave pending the completion of his criminal case effective Friday. The decision follows Bellamy's pre-disciplinary hearing that took place April 9th. He's charged with 2 counts of aggravated menacing. Bellamy allegedly pointed a rifle at 2 Warren Township firefighters April 7th. He also is accused of pointing the gun at a man and woman at a food donation box near a bus station. Bellamy was initially placed on paid leave. He is scheduled to return to Warren Municipal Court May 16th. Former Austintown Township trustee Lisa Oles has died. She was 59. Former trustee Jim Davis confirmed Oles died Wednesday following a battle with cancer. She resigned as trustee in 2015 and moved out of the area. Oles recently moved back to the Mahoning Valley. Homicide is the ruling in the death of a Warren man whose body was discovered in East Cleveland March 17th. That's according to the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office. 46-year-old Javar King was found on the back porch of a home on Chapman Avenue. The cause of death was a gunshot wound to the head. King was reported missing in February, and his car was later found on fire in Cleveland. 28-year-old Nathaniel Crockett was arrested and charged with arson. East Cleveland police continue to investigate. No arrests have been made in King's death. The Ohio Parole Board has denied release for a man serving life in prison prison for killing a Warren man 30 years ago. 72-year-old Roy Green appeared for a hearing April 1st. He was sentenced in 1995 to life with the possibility of parole in 18 years. Green pleaded guilty to charges including murder with a firearm specification and abuse of a corpse. Prosecutors said he shot Devin Griffith inside his garage on Bellcrest Avenue Southeast in December 1994. Green also used an axe and a knife in the murder. He will be eligible for parole again in February 2030. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.